Cecil, do you think we're in the right courtroom?
Gee, Sally, I've asked that cop at the door 4 times already, and he said we were.
Well, go out and ask him again. Nothing is happening.
He said to stay here and wait until my name was called.
Well, go out and ask him just once more.
Oh, no, I'm afraid to. He's liable to arrest me for something. Molesting an officer or something.
But I'm getting nervous just waiting.
Well, it hasn't a soothing effect on me either.
I feel like I'm in church.
Don't worry. You're not.
Maybe the judge is late to work.
I hope he takes the day off.
Maybe he was arrested for speeding.
Well, he don't need to hurry on my account.
Oh, goodness. Cecil, I wish something would happen.
Oh, I wish an earthquake could come and wreck this building.
Cecil, what are the rest of the people waiting for?
Oh, I don't know. Why don't you ask the man sitting in front of you?
Pardon me, but would you mind...
Don't, Sally, keep still. Never mind.
You said to ask him.
Please, Sally, keep still. We'll be arrested for disturbing the peace or something.
Goodness, it's so quiet in here. I wish someone would sing or whistle or something.
Stop twisting your handkerchief. You make me nervous.
Well, stop biting your thumb, man.
It's my thumb.
Well, it's my handkerchief.
Sally, I think one of these safety pins that you gave me to hold up these pants, I think it's come undone.
Well, hold them together with your hand.
I hope he doesn't make me raise my hand to swear.
Cecil, don't you swear now. Remember, no matter what they say, you're a gentleman.
Well, I don't look like one in this outfit. Anyhow, I said swear, not cuss.
Is there any difference? I thought that one was just more polite than the other.
Well, you see, Sally, a swear is a bad word, and a cuss... Well, that's something that witches put on you. See?
Yes, I'm so glad to learn.
Well, no, that's wrong. I was just kidding you.
This is no place to kid, Cecil.
And don't I know it.
Cecil, the policeman at the door said the something or other would call out your name.
The judge's secretary, I guess.
Well, what do you do when he calls out your name?
You could sure fool me.
I think you have to stand up and say guilty.
When he calls your name, you say present.
How do you know?
I don't. I just guess that you do.
Well, go ask the policeman at the door.
I'm not going to bother him anymore. He gave me a dirty look the last time I asked him if he was sure this was the right place.
Well, that's what he's here for, Cecil.
Well, if he's here to give dirty looks, I've had all I want.
But, Cecil, think how embarrassed you'll be if you won't know what to do when the judge calls your name.
The judge doesn't call your name. The assistant or something does it.
Well, what are you going to do? You'll have to say... That's me, or here I am.
Well, wait. I won't be the first, I hope. See what the others do.
But you might be first, Cecil.
Could you possibly think of something pleasant?
Oh, Cecil, if you have to walk up to the judge's desk, limp when you walk, that'll help.
Well, I know this much. My knees will be knocking together.
Oh, goodness, what's the matter with this old court? They ought to be on time.
I hope it's a legal holiday.
Oh, dear, Cecil, I'm getting afraid.
Huh. I've been that way for the last half an hour.
Cecil, I don't like those other desperate-looking people over there.
Well, remember, I don't look exactly like a flower myself in these dirty old clothes.
Cecil, I think it's time I should tell you something.
What are you going to spring on me now?
Well, we must be brave and face the future.
Now, don't get gooey.
Cecil, in spite of the old ragged clothes, the judge might not let you off.
Darn, I asked you once to try to think of something pleasant.
But, Cecil, he might not.
Well, I don't want to think of it.
But we must. You must face the inevitable.
That's a good word.
Yes, I read that sentence in the detective story. You must do that, Cecil.
Well, what of it? If he puts me in jail, I'll just have to go. I couldn't tell my aunt. You know she'd take Ben-Hur away from me.
Well, Cecil, if they lock you up, I want you to know that I'll stand by you in your darkest hour.
Oh, let go of my hand, will you? What are you trying to do?
And I'll be brave for your sake.
What are you raving about? Stop looking like a dying cat, will you?
Goodness, I'm just trying to encourage you.
Well, you're not doing it. You give me goose flesh.
Cecil, don't you realize what a dramatic moment this is?
Will you stop pulling on me and come down to earth?
Oh, you make me tired. You don't appreciate anything.
It's all your fault anyhow.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, that's so. If I hadn't been kind enough to try to teach you how to drive, I wouldn't have gotten this ticket in the first place.
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, I'm glad you got it.
Oh, You are, huh?
Yes, and I hope you get 1,000 years.
All right, all right. You see, if I speak to you after I get out of this...
You'll be so old then that I won't recognize you anyhow. Maybe you'll be able to grow your own beard by then.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, that's so.
Oh, all right, all right, all right. Then, all right.
Oh, stop saying all right.
All right, I will. You'll be sorry.
Cecil. Cecil, don't get mad.
And you hope I get it in the neck, huh?
Cecil, this may be the last time I'll see you for 5 days.
Will you stop talking about it?
Cecil, don't talk so loudly. People are looking at you.
Well, I don't care.
Cecil, I'm sorry. Don't get mad, please.
Oh, all right, then.
I didn't mean what I said.
Let it go. I think we must be in the wrong courtroom.
Well, I like that other big one better. That's the one we went in first.
Hey, let's get up and look in some other of these courtrooms and see if anything's happening.
All right. Let's go ahead. Move on out.
Wait a minute. Sit down again, Sally. Don't look around.
What's the matter, Cecil? Aren't we going?
No. Gosh. Oh, you should have seen the look that cop at the door gave me when we started to get up.
Oh, Cecil, I'd rather be hung than...
For the last time. We just stopped talking about things like that.
What did I say?
Never mind. Don't say anything.
But, Cecil, it's not my fault if they're going to lock you up.
They're not going to lock me up.
I know they're not.
Well, stop saying they are, then.
I didn't.
You did, too.
Well, I was just playing.
Well, I don't feel like playing games.
Oh, Cecil, you look so mean with that coal all over your face.
And I feel mean, too.
Oh, poor Cecil. Don't you worry, Cecil. You're going to get out of this.
Oh, I've just got to get out.
I have a plan if he does happen to find you.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to save you.
Rat. How?
I'm going to go up there and plead.
I knew I shouldn't have let you come along.
I shall say to the judge, "Think, sir, this might be your own son without any father. Would you lock him up?"
Now, Sally, you're not going to do anything of the kind. Now, you hear me?
But, Cecil, you can't go to jail for 5 days.
Well, I know. I've just decided I know I can't. I'd be afraid they'd shave my head. I look like heck bald-headed.
Well, what are you going to do, Cecil?
I'm going to go out and phone Aunt Bess to come down here and get me, that I'm arrested.
But, Cecil, after all this trouble we've gone to...
Well, I don't care. I'm so darn scared, I can't hold my legs still.
But, Cecil, you know what will happen. You will lose Ben-Hur, and you know how you love that old car.
Oh, I don't care. I can't help it.
Oh, Cecil, please, wait. Don't phone her until you see what happens, will you?
Well, if I wait and the judge finds me and finds out that I can't pay the fine and is going to send me to jail... Will you run out quick and phone my aunt to come down and get me out quick?
Yes, honest I will, Cecil. You might get off and then everything would be all right. Uncle Thomas wouldn't know, your aunt wouldn't know, and you'd still have Ben-Hur.
Oh, look, it's the judge. Oh, Sally, gosh, what a mean-looking judge. Look at that frown. Oh, I'm a goner.
Cecil, he probably has a big heart. Now, don't get excited, Cecil, and stick to your story. You don't know anyone and you're poor and haven't any money. Oh, goodness.